This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Our top story this morning, a Garland police gun battle has ended with a gunman dead and a police officer in the hospital. Police Lieutenant Pedro Barano explains they had a 911 call about a man shooting his gun in the street. The first officer who pulled up was immediately shot at, and he is in stable condition.
Additional officers responded to the scene and ultimately encountered the suspect near a house in the 100 block of West Wanda Drive, where he was shot by officers. The suspect was transported to a local hospital where he was later pronounced deceased.
Let's go live now to the scene in Garland. That's where we find KRLD's Georgia Alfredis. Georgia.
Yeah, there is still a lot of police presence here. And as you said, that officer was shot while still inside his patrol vehicle after the suspect opened fire. Of course, that officer was able to retreat to safety and call for backup. Now, in the ensuing exchange, officers returned fire, hitting the suspect, who was later taken to the hospital and pronounced dead from his injuries. Meanwhile, that officer, as we spoke earlier, officer is currently being treated at the hospital, reportedly in stable condition. Now, authorities have not released any information regarding potential motives for this attack. They do believe the situation is isolated, and they are urging the public to steer clear of this area around 1st and Wanda Street. As I said, it is a residential area. In Garland, George Alfredis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The killer is on the run in Forest Hill, where a woman was shot in her own backyard over the weekend.
She was an amazing mother, an amazing sister. She was very hands-on.
Jessica Cassis tells NBC5 the victim is her aunt, Maricela Trujillo, who was with her brother sitting around a backyard fire pit when the deadly bullet went through the fence and struck them both. Trujillo died at the scene, but her brother's wound is reportedly not life-threatening. Police believe the gunshot was fired about a block away and was not specifically targeting the woman.
Meanwhile, two other people were killed in Forest Hill on Friday, totally unrelated. Three victims found shot at an auto sales lot on Mansfield Highway 287. Two of them died at the hospital. A third still in critical condition. A former employee has been arrested.
Crowds gather outside the Rome Hospital where Pope Francis has been undergoing treatment for 10 days. Chris Livesay is in Rome with the latest.
For the second Sunday in a row, the Pope's windows remain shuttered at the Vatican. Around the Catholic world, from Mexico to Massachusetts, the faithful poured out prayers for the Holy Father. In Rome, churches like the Papal Basilica of St. John Lateran held a special mass.
I think he's stronger. I think he's okay with whatever happens, whether he gets better or not. I think he's ready for that outcome.
What started as bronchitis became much worse. The Pope, now suffering from double pneumonia, required high-flow oxygen and blood transfusions after suffering a prolonged asthma-like respiratory crisis on Saturday. Then Sunday, blood tests revealed early signs of kidney failure.
Meanwhile, North Texas Roman Catholics are also praying and holding out hope.
I'm here outside St. Rita's in North Dallas, where the faithful offered prayers for the Pope during Sunday Mass.
I'm kind of worried. He's a really good person and a really good Pope.
Pope Francis has been in the hospital for 10 days and is reported to be in critical condition as he battles pneumonia, low red blood cell counts, and kidney issues.
Well, where in the world is Melania Trump? Melania Trump has returned to the White House over the weekend for an annual dinner with governors. After a four-week absence from D.C., she has not spent significant time at the White House since her husband's inauguration for his second term. Instead, she splits her time between New York and Florida. She has not embarked on any solo official travel as the First Lady. She's been focusing on her family and personal priorities. She has previously hinted at continuing or expanding her Be Best platform in the second term as First Lady.
Where in the world is Melania Trump, I guess?
Yeah, that works. Seriously, it's right. It's got the right, it's got the right syllables and everything. It works.
Fantastic.
A Texan accused of illegally buying guns is back in the U.S. after trying to escape the charges by fleeing to Mexico.
Federal prosecutors say 39-year-old Jesus Guadalupe Covarrubias of Laredo and several associates had been buying firearms in Texas since 2019, and they were caught on surveillance in 2021, loading them into a truck. Officers moved in and arrested him. He was released on bond and fled to Mexico. Prosecutors say he's just been returned to the United States to face charges. They say he was a convicted felon and should not have been allowed to purchase any firearms or ammunition. He could face up to 10 years in prison if he is convicted. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
A crisis in the air over Arlington this weekend comes to a safe end Saturday. The pilot of a small plane alerting the tower at Arlington Municipal Airport, his landing gear would not deploy. The pilot, his 14-year-old son, and a friend circled the airfield, burning off fuel while trying to manually crank down the landing gear. That didn't work. The pilot's son was texting updates to family members. Karen Patterson is the pilot's sister.
You know, he was telling his mom, "I'm scared, Mama." Of course, well, who wouldn't be? He called Mom. Mom called me, and I was just over one street, and I said, "I'm on the way."
The family was elated with the good news of only one minor injury.
He belly landed it with no landing gear. He has a blister on his hand from trying to drop the gear with that lever. Yeah, he pumped it and pumped it and pumped it and pumped it.
The pilot's being credited with a life-saving landing. He also works for American Eagle, by the way, as an instructor training pilots on emergency landing.
Futures point to a higher open for Wall Street after Friday's sell-off. The Dow and the S&P each fell around 1.7% on Friday. The NASDAQ tumbled just over 2%. The Florida's natural brand is looking for help in trying to squeeze more from its business. A source tells Bloomberg the juice maker has engaged a turnaround and performance improvement firm. The orange juice sector has faced challenges because of shifting consumer habits toward less sugar consumption and higher costs from hurricanes and crop disease. Florida's orange juice production for the current season is forecast to be the smallest output since 1930. Apple says it will hire 20,000 new workers and produce AI servers in the U.S. The company says it plans to spend $500 billion domestically over the next 4 years, including work on a new server manufacturing facility in Houston and a supplier academy in Michigan. The announcement comes just days after President Donald Trump and Apple CEO Tim Cook met in the Oval Office. Gina Cervetti, Bloomberg Radio.
Happening right now, French President Emmanuel Macron is at the White House West Wing to kick off a day of crucial talks with President Trump. I would expect they'll have a joint news conference later in the day.
The measles outbreak in West Texas exploding. Now close to 100 cases in and around Lubbock. The vast majority unvaccinated individuals. It's putting a spotlight on the shots. Laura Anton with the Texas Health and Human Services Commission says the two doses we got as kids, plenty of protection.
People are concerned. I understand that. But you don't need a booster if you did get the vaccine.
Now, one big issue they're seeing, many positive cases are kids under the age of 4. An infection at that age could mean a lifetime of health problems.
The Texas power grid held strong through another Arctic blast, avoiding major outages. Experts credit advances in battery storage technology for helping keep the lights on. Michael Jewell with the Conservative Energy Network compares them to a sixth man in basketball coming off the bench to give the team a boost.
Batteries are like the mortar that fills the gaps in the wall. They really help in just a different way than we've ever had before.
With Texas population booming, companies are looking to build more battery storage sites, and Jewell says state lawmakers should support those efforts this session.
Make it 8 wins out of the last 10 for the Dallas Stars.
Following a 4-3 win over the Islanders that included a Jason Robertson hat trick, we got to hear from the man himself in the Victory Plus postgame on what's been working for the Stars.
I just think we're being more fluid, less predictable. All five guys in the ice could be in any different spot out there. No one's selfish out there. We're always moving the puck around. But yeah, it's been successful lately.
On 24-Hour News Center, I'm Tristan Ryans, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And in other news, we are hearing more about Mark Cuban and his, you know, there's some talk about him running for president. And he says, no thanks, not going to do that. He says he wants to focus on family and his businesses.
Absolutely. He said, not only no, but he said, hell no. He's not going to do it.
Yeah, he did say that.
He's saying he's focused on health care. He made the comments at the principal's first summit in Washington. Cuban explained his family also voted against a political campaign. Cuban says he envisions a future where at, oh, say 117 years old, he can look back on a long life spent caring for his kids rather than worrying about a presidency. Instead, Cuban's putting his efforts into his cost-plus drug company.
I can't imagine why anybody would want to be president. I just cannot imagine the brutal campaigns that you have to go through to do that, the lifestyle of being a president. It just sounds terrible to me.
Especially in the climate these days, you cannot get through campaigning unscathed.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day for the latest news, weather, and traffic. Listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.